the Chida, Rabbeinu Chaim Yosef David Azulay, in Birkei Yosef, in Siman Taf Pechet, that's Hilchot Pesach, brings an interesting minhag, that when they take out the Sefer Torah on Yamim Tovim, Pesach, Shavuot, Sukkot, and Yamim Ra'im, that the custom is to say the Yag Midot three times, Hashem Hashem Kel Rachum V'Hanun V'Chule, and then to recite a special Ribbono Shel Olam that was written from Rabbeinu Ari. This minhag of saying the Yag Midot was also brought down by Kafahayim Palachi in Mo'ed Echol Chai in Siman Yud Gimal Halakha Mem. Regarding this minhag as well, the Ben Ish Chai in his Sefer Torah Lishma mentions it. It's interesting that this Torah Lishma, the question that was asked to the Ben Ish Chai was the following question: that those that say Yag Midot three times when they take out the Sefer Torah, is it a problem of saying Shemach Shemach two times or Modim Modim two times? Halakha says you're not supposed to say the Shema twice. Shema Yisrael, Shema Yisrael, Shema Yisrael, Shema Yisrael, Shema. It looks like Chas V'Shalom you're serving two deities. For that matter, you're not supposed to say Modim Modim. It looks like Chas V'Shalom there's two gods. So they asked the Ben Ish Chai that what about saying the Yag Midot three times? Is it a problem of Chas V'Shalom looks like there's many gods? He said you don't have to be concerned about it. Only with Hachamim and Hazal were worried. That's where you have to worry. He says, you see, every day we say Hashem Melech, Hashem Malak, Hashem Yimloch. We say it twice. Nobody said anything. On the high holidays, we say Hashem Wa Elokim, Hashem Wa Elokim. We say it seven times. And even if we said it once, it's repeating in the same pasuk, Hashem Wa Elokim, Hashem Wa Elokim. So you see that only with Hachamim were worried about it. That's where you have to be concerned. However, outside of that, you don't. So therefore he said, when you say the Yag Midot three times, you have no problem. So what do you see from this Teshuvah? That must be the Ben Ish Chai accepted that custom. How come he didn't come and tell the one that asked the question, stop doing it, it's a wrong custom, you shouldn't do it. So you see from the way the Ben Ish Chai was only answering a side question. He didn't go against the Minhag. So you see again from Torah Lishma that the Ben Ish Chai subscribed to this custom as well. Hachab Avadya, Alav Shalom, in many places, Yabbi Ha'om and Chedek Yud, and in Yom Tov, Hilchot Yom Tov as well, he says it's better not to say the Yag Midot when you take out the Sefer Torah and Yamim Tovim. He has a question. It's an old question that they ask, which is a stira in the Ariza. Rav Chaim Vital said in a different place that you should not say the Yag Midot on Hoshana Rabbah. You should not say Yag Midot on Hoshana Rabbah. So Hacham Avadya says, if Rav Chaim Vital said you should not say Yag Midot on Hoshana Rabbah, which is only Chol HaMoed, then Kal Vachomer you shouldn't say Yag Midot on Yom Tov. That's the famous question that they ask on this custom. And for that reason, Hacham Avadya says, therefore must be that Rav Chaim Vital held, you're not supposed to say Yag Midot, not on Hoshana Rabbah, and not on Yamim Tovim, therefore you should do away with this custom. Shev al ta'aseh adif. And therefore, even though it's in the Mahzorim, Chaim Avadya says, you should skip it. The answer to that question, however, is brought down by the Mefarshim. The answer is that it's true, you shouldn't say the Yag Midot on Hoshana Rabbah. But when they say Yag Midot, they mean Vayavor Hashem al panav Vayikra, where you're saying it Derech Tachanunim. However, over here on the Yamim Tovim, we're not saying Vayavor Hashem al panav. We're just saying Hashem Hashem Kel Rachum V'Hanun. And the Hidah writes in Birkei Yosef, we say it Derech Shevach. We're saying it to praise God, and therefore there's no stira. In Echremeh on Hoshana Rabbah, you should not say Vayavor Hashem al panav Derech Tachanunim. On Yamim Tovim, there's no problem. We're not saying Vayabonim, we're saying it Derech Sheva. Therefore, there's no stira in Rav Chaim Vital It could be that he said that on Hoshana Rabbah you don't say it, and on Yamim Tovim you do say it. And if you look at Shara Kavanot, you see that the Chaim Vital clearly brings down in Shara Kavanot in Yom Kippurim that the custom was to say it on Yamim Tovim as well. This was the custom as well in Yeshivat Porat Yosef in Yerushalayim, where they had great Mekubanim. You had Hakam Ephraim Kohen, who was the great Mekubal, that's the father of Hakam Shalom Kohen, that's Rosh Hashiva today. You had Hakam Salman Eliyahu. Hakam Salman Eliyahu is the father of Hakam Mordechai Eliyahu. He also was there. And you had Hakam Ben Siona Bashaul, also was there. And they also the Yag Midot on Yamim Tovim. And on top of all of them was Hakam Ezraati, Alam Shalom, who was the Rosh Hashiva, and he had no problem to say it. Although the Bidiyahu Manni, Alav Shalom, was against saying it, however, as we saw already, Rav Chaim Palachi, the Ben Ish Chai in Torah Lishma, Rav Hida in Berkei Yosef, and all the tzaddikim down the line, including the Hachamim of Yeshivat Bet El, who prayed Apia Kavanot, and in the Sidur of the Rashash, it's also mentioned this Minhag to say the Yagmidot on Yamim Tovim. Therefore, there is no problem to erase it from the Mahzorim or to change the tradition. Therefore, those that have the custom should continue to do it. Although, recently, Hakam Yaakov Hillel wrote a teshuvah against saying the Yag Midot on Yamim Tovim in Vayasho Vayam. However, again, it's hard to go against what the Hidah writes. And as I said, the Ben Ish Chai, it seems that that was his minhag from Torah Lishma, and all the hakamim of Porat Yosef and Yeshivat Petel, and the Sidur of the Rashash. So therefore, the Maaseh, those that have the custom to say the Yagmidot, they should continue their custom on Yamim Tovim, and they don't have to change.